This episode of Action With Podcast is brought to you by our gold partner, A-Star Financial Solutions UK, who'll support you on your journey to expand your property portfolio. Thanks to our silver partner, TapTapSend. With great rates, zero fee, and instant transfers, sending money to Nepal has never been easier. Use the code ICCHIN10 for a £10 bonus. Download the app today, TapTap and send now. Big mention to our silver partner, New Lakshmi Jewelers, home to a stunning range of jewelry collection and timeless pieces from the heart of Aldershot. Our bronze partners, Nepal Authentic Dining, where delicious Nepali food is served at Shepherd's Bush and Boston Manor. And our bronze partner, Nepali Music Festival UK 2022, taking place at the Harrow Leisure Centre on December 16 with Trishna Gurung, Ekdev Limbu, Sabine Rai and the Pharaoh. Enjoy the episode. Well, welcome to another episode of Action With. Today I have Bhakta Band, and we're starting off with Subit. Subit from Bhakta Band, welcome to the show.
Hello, Lex. Thank you for having us.
So, Subit, you are the person who we hear. So you're the vocalist from Bhakta Band.
Yes.
How is that?
it's interesting to me because I never thought, like, I imagined myself as, like, I was singing and being in a part of a band, like, growing up. But I know it's exceeds my expectation. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Every time I'm up on stage with these guys behind me, it's fun.
So that brings me on to my first question, or I guess second. So how did Bhakta Band start then, if you didn't quite kind of envision you being part of the, you know, process of singing?
I don't think we have enough time for this one. But no, we didn't start off like saying, like band column. Mm-hmm. Era band column nai bhanera hamle kholeko chha haina, it was more like one thing led to another. So we met, the four of us, except what does that met at uni. We were uni students. So somewhere up in the Midlands, ma.
Yeah.
Me and Dilip went uni Nottingham, and then Ash and Steve went uni Leicester, ma. So it was like a Midlands thing, and there was like an event coming up, Merging Nep Soccer event. Mm. It was their first event, and they were like, okay, Midlands bhare era performing Sayo bhanda heri chha. Ash came up with the idea, like, okay, Yoda band performance later, who sings, who plays guitar. He just reached out to people, and then one thing led to another, and we ended up performing. It was just supposed to be like a one-time performance. Okay?
Yeah.
There was no band aspect involved.
So wait, was this in, did you say Wolverhampton?
Yeah.
Oh, I
yeah,
think I was
yeah,
there.
You were there, so, as yeah. well. Yeah.
So Titi Belani Bhakta Band ko Nansen confirmed by say kotio?
Or
no. Oh, okay.
Titi Din Mawa, actually.
Titi Din Mawa. Oh, wow.
Because I think one of the hosts asked us, like, oh, how would you like us to introduce you guys? That was only supposed to be like a one-time performance, so there was no band.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we just came up on the spot. Someone came up on the spot.
Oh my God, who is that someone?
I don't think we have any idea.
Decide quick, because I'm going to ask you.
Probably Dilip. Dilip.
Like, how, why Bhakta?
Yeah. And then what happened was, dude, the event itself went really good for us. Mm. And after we got off the stage, like there were like a lot of people like giving compliments. Oh, like you guys are really good, and we were actually like very thrown off by it. And then this was it. We decided, oh, let's just stick together for a bit and see what happens. And he obviously one performance, two, three, and then we met or just that at one of the events as well. Mm-hmm. And then that's how we added our bassist. And we're just looking forward and moving on.
Yeah.
With obviously our own songs and.
So it sounds like a very organic start. So yeah, there were four members in the band, mm. and now with Ojish, that yeah. makes you guys a team of five.
Yeah.
Besides being the, you know, being the vocals for the band, I believe that you do quite a few things besides that in the band, and you're part of the creative process as well, right? In terms of writing.
Yeah.
Is writing something that is a solo experience, or do the band members kind of feed into the process?
Writing so far, majority is like it's been a solo process where I think we focus more on the feelings of the melody and the music itself. So lyrics wise, there's a lot of work needs to be done. Mm-hmm. As an individual and as a team, but there's obviously room for improvement. But yeah, so far it's been a solo journey writing
Okay, so band members are pretty much happy with what you write.
I hope so. I hope they are.
Okay.
So far.
So, you know, like in terms of, you know, Hey Maya was a
Himaya was quite popular. Mm. Your recent song, Timrasat, just came out as well. I'm not too sure when this podcast is going to come out, so I'm not sure how recent it will be.
Yeah.
But I guess by now, you know, the song's already out. The music video is probably on its way. A lot of these music, you know, त्यो चाहिँ नेपाली भाषामा लेखिएको छ, नेपाली भाषामा गाउँछन्
तारहरूले.
त्यो चाहिँ कतिको सजिलो या गाह्रो लाग्छ? किनभने I'm coming at it from a point that, you know, I'm assuming that a lot of the members have been raised and grown up in the UK as well. And I'm not sure about yourself too. So it's like, is it quite easy or do you have to be like, you know, Google Translate?
अहिलेसम्म गुगल ट्रान्सलेट चाहिँ गर्नु परेको चाहिँ छैन. To be honest, as you said, majority of us like grew up here. Me and Dilip went primary school here, primary school, secondary school, I think. Steve probably as well. Like secondary schools and yeah, you know. But yeah, it's not easy, but it's what comes to me naturally.
Yeah.
And maybe gharma Nepali, it's more like once I step outside the house, this was the English bolne, that's a different personality. That I think when I'm inside, like gharma, comfort zone, I'm saying, obviously with family, with even friends as well. I mean, Nepali nai bolcham.
Yeah.
And it's what comes to me naturally. Again, when I want to write things down, obviously it's an art. I know, obviously creative writers and everyone out there, it's an art. And likhne bela, you don't write down what you don't feel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like likhta hedi, okay, what do I actually feel? What do I connect to the most? And the mirrors in Nepali nai nisinza. But at times I have felt ki mero vocabulary se dherai limited cha Nepali ma. I know, but this might be new work on this up. But yeah, so far, like, that's what comes naturally out of me, and that's what I do.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. So I have to ask, you spoke about, you know, since this is a solo process, and when we listen to the songs, there's songs about, I guess, love and all the things that happens.
Yeah.
So is that also a personal experience? Or do you sometimes have to be like, actually, what do people, you know, like, yeah.
So, yes and no at the same time. Like, there's no, like, the right way to write things or, like, come up with things. So, I'm real process, Matin. There's a certain process that has been working for us so far, Manum. And that is the guitarist come up with, like, a riff first. Or like, catchy riff case. And if the band feels it, then we take the next step where I come up with a melody on it. And then in terms of like what that the melody of feelings kills, the honest harami words fill out words to my listening. So yes, personal experience what up any some things in this kinza, like depending on how I'm feeling that day and what I'm going through. And okay, maybe this can be something I can relate to in the past that I've been through paila. Or like, oh, like uncertainty. It really depends on how I'm feeling to be like, and then things that I'm going through. And yeah, so you can say past experiences and whatever I'm feeling on the day itself.
Yeah. Okay. The other question that I wanted to ask is, you know, 2020 has been quite an interesting, well, quite a fun year for 20 or 22?
20.
Oh, shit. 2022 for the band because of so many different events and, you know, live music finally coming back. What performance or what song actually gets you really going performing with the band?
I think the crowd loves Himai, but I think us as a band so far, we personally love playing Yatra, our second song. I think it's more boppy. I think everyone really enjoys, like, we really feel the song. I think it's our favorite song as well as a band. Perform garna zai. So yeah, I'd say Yatra.
Yatra. Over. Yeah, no, I did like Yatra as well, but with Himai, I think there's so much heaviness in your voice. I think it makes people feel like, oh shit, like, where's my, you know, they go through that trauma of their love as
Fair
well.
Enough, yeah.
So, or a positive lived experience.
Or
so
positive.
That's another thing. So before you joined the band or before this band like organically came to be at that event, what was your kind of relationship with music like? Were you like, you know, someone who just sang or, you know, gatherings or more party or but the guitar man jam up karne khalko manche?
That's a good question because I really liked singing sani dekhine, but not everyone knew. Like no one, I didn't really sing outside. I was more of a I call myself like bedroom singer.
Yeah.
I was like kothama aflefla log gare rai gaune manche nai thie growing up. people were very, very surprised. Like the messages I got from my like friends when Hey Maya was released, and they were like, the first thing they would say was, oh, like, this is the message that they're out there. So yeah, I was a bedroom singer, and growing up, I was light singing, and I never really picked up an instrument. One of the reasons is because Dilip used to play the guitar, and I've known him since primary school, so I never really bothered to actually think, Dilip le bazai alza.
We're going to become part of a package.
My sole focus was just on singing. And then once band formed and started to get a little bit serious, this was said, then I started looking into like, okay, what's actually singing? And just diving into stuff.
So in your bedrooms, what were some of the songs that you sang?
Oh man, it varies. It depends on the mood, you know. Like
you have a lot of moods.
My music genre, like I'm sure, like a lot of like you can be this anybody they can relate. Like my music genre ranges from Dohori to Drake. It's
really?
Do you know what I mean? Dohori dihi, Bollywood dihi, like R&B, hip hop, even Afrobeat saru.
Yeah.
So it really, really depends on how I'm feeling that day, man.
Yeah. So does that mean like, you know, obviously, I think as a solo person, we have so many kind of like diverse interests or genres of music that we may like. But as a band, obviously, you have a bit of a genre that you're already kind of molding into.
Yeah.
And Bhakta Band is quite, I guess, young. I would say young. I've there'll probably be lots and lots of songs coming in the future. Do you see the band and yourself taking a risk to step away from the type of, you know, songs that you do and trying something different? Like the band does Dohori.
Okay, Dohori samaze experiment
got me normal. For our Nepali community events.
Yeah, but then again, we don't know. We might. I think music, obviously, creativity. We want to explore. I think Ash, someone has already mentioned, I mean, he wants to get into like retro tech, you know, jazz it up, be a bit funk. Yeah. Let's see what works. Let's see what we like as a band. And yeah, so far, the Dohori Summer experiment, but we're definitely looking to explore outside of our music as well.
Well, you know, this has been very short and sweet, but thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And obviously, we're trialing this a very different type of podcast. Yeah. Instead of speaking to all five members of Bhakta Band in one go, we're speaking to each member for like 10, 12 minutes each. I'm not sure if we've actually matched that time. But my final question to you is, 2022 has been interesting for everyone, and to see the band perform at so many different events, I've been quite excited to see a UK band getting that spot as well. What's been the most memorable moment for you this year?
Man, there's so many. I think every event has been different and unique. The people that we meet, the experiences, and the crowd is just getting better and better. Like, they sing our songs. I think my favorite moment was, I think, B-Feshma in Bournemouth. When the crowd was singing Hey Maya louder than I expected, that's when I was like, wow, okay, everyone. People actually listened to our song. What they were like,
that must be amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Oh my God.
It was good.
I'd be like so teary. I'd be
like, Hey, almost.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. All right.
That was our...
Thank you so much, Subit.
Thank you. Milgram Sakyo.
Yes.
La, 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 la.
Now we're on to the next. Bring on the second one. Right, I don't know how that transition was, but we're back. We're back, and I have Dilip next to me. Dilip, thank welcome you. To Action With Podcast.
Thank you for having me, Lex.
I just spoke to your band member, Subit. So it was nice to hear from someone who's like kind of the lead vocals and so on. But right now, I have someone who does the rhythm guitars and who's also the right term, back vocals?
Yeah, that's the right term, yeah.
So what does the back vocal person do?
Essentially, it's just harmonizing with the main vocalist, obviously. So he has his one rhythm that you, one melody that he sings, and back vocal just kind of like elevates that. So it's meant to make the main vocals even better. You may not like know it when you first hear it and be like, oh, that's back vocal, but it's there in the background. So it's like just elevates that front vocal just a little bit more.
Yeah. So, wow. So you and Subit seem to work quite a lot in partnership. You guys went to school together.
Yep.
Subit was pretty much like, oh, Dilip can, he knows the instruments. Relied on you. And now you do the back vocals too.
So yeah, same process as him as well. Didn't really start out like singing. For me, singing wasn't the first thing. It was guitar, obviously. My guitar was my first love, obviously, with my own hobby. But met Subit it was like two peas in a pod. I used to play guitar. I couldn't sing. He couldn't play guitar. He could sing. So it's just like, yeah, we just found each other, I guess. And then, yeah, so from there, we just kind of been carrying on.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when we met Ash later on. So lead came to the band. Then we got the drummers with Steve. And yeah, the bassist to top you off with. I was just like, so yeah.
That's quite nice. It's kind of like everything happened in stages.
Yeah.
My other question is, since you mentioned that, you know, you knew the you knew how to play guitar like way back.
Mm-hmm.
So when did that kind of connection start?
Oh, I guess I'd have to give some credit to my brother, which I don't really want to do. My older brother. But his name's Kemzo. He used to be in a really, really good band back in the days as well called Pepper Edge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, some of the members there, sort of there, they're currently with this band called Prasna.
Mm-hmm.
So they used to have a former band. So my brother used to be in the band as well back in the day. So he used to kind of live the life that I'm living
yeah.
at the moment, but back in the day, right?
That's so incredible because yeah. I don't know if Ojesh will remember, some of us have been around since the days that Paper Edge
yeah,
were
yeah.
like,
yeah,
you know, the course. People that I'd be like, oh, this yeah. band won the... Etc.
Battle of the band, right? Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It just shows our age, I think. So, well, my age.
No. Like I've been knowing them. Pepper Edge is that band, that five members, like back mm-hmm. in the day, they were amazing. And it's what I literally some of the members from that band used to come over to my house to sleep over and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And I used to be this young kid in the house, but just being a brother.
Yeah.
But obviously listening to them, just jamming, chilling, and this is something that I used to look up to.
Yeah.
And then I'm just glad that at the moment that's the case. So
yeah, as well. And of course 2022, I think you see all of that in action yeah. as you guys have got to perform your songs to mm-hmm. so many people across at various different events, yeah. you know, from I guess like, you know, June Festival,
mm-hmm.
One of the, if not the biggest yep. outdoor music festival. Mm-hmm. I think you guys performed there. You yep. guys performed yep, June at Festival, yep. very, I think Electric yep. Brixton quite a few times, I'm assuming.
No, it's first time.
Oh, okay.
The Wreck and Yabish.
Yeah.
But it's bound to be the second time soon. So, but yeah, first one was June Festival.
How was that for you?
Oh,
because obviously, you know, that's June Festival after maybe like 2 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's always so much anticipation.
Quite a long way. It was funny, actually, the story that how we got called up for it. It was literally like a day before. We were just doing our normal stuff, just going to work. I think it was like everyone just doing like normal stuff like mm-hmm. at work and everything. And then I was just going to get my hair cut somewhere. And then I just get a call from my group chat. Everyone just like kind of saying it's urgent.
So it sounds
like,
so chaotic.
Yeah, it was. It was. Trust me. It was nothing like planned or anything. And then we just got a call up. Or as I said in the band, like, oh, we just got a call up to June Festival. 25th of June. Are you guys down? We'd been stupid to say no, right, at that point. So yeah, the opportunity just came along. We just took the chance. And then from there, it's just been like a gateway to a lot of these events that followed after. So I've been grateful for that, to be fair.
That is quite exciting. But I have to ask you, so did you have the haircut first and then pick up the call and then return the call? Or no, did you just like...
I was on the way oh, to the okay. bar. I was on the way to the bar.
So you must have been one happy person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You
were yeah,
like, this is the trim.
Yeah, yeah. That was the trim for June Festival.
June Festival. I see. That's quite exciting.
Yeah, just so happened to be, yeah.
Yeah, and so when it comes to like events and, you know, when you have to organize things and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Normally, sometimes there's like one band member that people tend to often rely on to kind of have these talks with the organizers and
yep.
stuff.
Yep.
There's five of you guys and yep. Bogda Band.
Yep.
Is there like one person that you guys tend to lean on to kind of organize and manage the diaries?
Of course, of course. Yeah.
Who is that person?
At the moment, I'd say... our relationship manager, uh-huh. as we like
love
to call
that.
It.
Yeah,
we gave him a full-on title as well. I'd say Ojesh Dai.
So
he handles a lot of like I'd say corporate side of the band, mm-hmm. right? So everyone just picks up the instrument and starts playing, and then obviously we create music. But obviously there's background things that happens as well. So a lot of corporate stuff. So just replying to a lot of emails or maybe reaching out to a few people here and there that he knows, and he's got good connections within mm-hmm. the music industry. Well, he's been there before,
yep.
so he knows a lot of connections as well. Same with Ash as well. He's very like driving, very driving force of the band, and he brings that side to the band as well for us, and he's very helpful. But yeah, I'd say always there. just he reaches out to the correct people, gets the job done.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. I have to speak to him. The other question was, so I forgot to ask Subit this, but like before Bhakta Band, were you part of any other bands before?
No, actually. I wouldn't say a band, but I performed for just local DDs and DAIs.
Yeah.
Growing up.
Yeah.
At that point, there was a lot of people that used to be in the music, wanted to get started, but didn't know where to start.
Mm.
So we just used to do any performance was a gain, was a plus. So within that time frame as well, I was like kind of upcoming with the guitar. I was trying to grow my own skills. And some of the DAIs, some of the DDs used to just call me along because I could play guitar and they couldn't. Same scenario.
I love it.
Right? If you need a guitarist, just like,
you should leave your Instagram and your number down. if anyone wants a guitarist, you can just like drop back.
That's how it started actually. It was just like,
he'll even turn off even if he's like on his way to get a haircut or something.
The dedication. of course. That's how it started actually. I didn't really have a band. With a name per se at first, but this has to be my first band.
I love it. And I mean, like, you you're part of a band with a name and a name that I believe that you helped pick or something.
It's not confirmed.
So I'll ask each member.
Yes,
but Subit was saying that it was, I think he was kind of pointing towards you. So like, how, why, what does Bhakta mean?
Okay, obviously, the name translates to devotees, right? Translates to devotees, but that has no correlation to Bhakta Band whatsoever.
Okay.
It has no links, but it's just, I don't know, it was just a spur of the moment thing, I guess. We were just sitting, I think it was four of us, what is that? I hadn't joined us yet. It was just the four of us, and then we were about to get called up to go to the stage, and rather than saying, here's this
That's really leaving it to the last minute.
I know.
Everything happens when you're about to go somewhere.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, it's spur of the moment.
Uh-huh.
We didn't really have a plan in place or anything. And then there was literally this, asked the question, what do you want us to call you?
Yeah.
And then it just came up. It didn't come up for me. I don't claim it, but it just came out. It came out of someone and then it's just stuck.
Oh my goodness, I love it. Wow, that's really interesting.
There's different talks though. It's like we've been thinking about changing it, right? Because the name is like we're like, does it even stick? Is it a bit too gaoli, right? Mm-hmm. Now there's like connotations.
Yeah.
But we were like, if we change it now, it's too late, right? Mm. We can't be Bhakta Band for half of the time that we're Bhakta Band, and then the rest were something else.
It just, and like, this show alone for the band has been so good in terms of, you know, where you've been able to perform, and you know, in each place or space there's about like thousands of people, right? And they've already, in a way, Bhakta Band has already stuck. I feel
exactly. So that's the same feeling here as well. I feel like the name's stuck with certain people.
Yeah,
and it'd be wrong to like change it and then call it a different name.
Yeah, but I can't believe like, the chaos of, you know, just about to get on the stage and it's like, Bhakta Band.
Yeah, here's Bhakta Band, right?
You guys have done really well with that sort of planning.
From there, we've been really focused, planning. Trying to compensate for that.
If you have to say like, okay, who's the most focused person in the band? It could be you or anyone else.
Oh, certainly not me. I would say focused. Again, it's the people that does a lot of the corporate side of things, reaching out to people and setting deadlines. I'd say setting deadlines and just making sure like everything's kept on top of, I'd say, Ash. Mm-hmm. Like he's really good at planning out, just putting onto paper. Like we speak a lot of times. We go like to the restaurants or to the coffee shop just to talk, but he would come up with a report after or something like that of the
accountability.
Something along them lines. Like he'll come up with we're doing this, that, and the other.
Yeah,
it's good. It's good for us. It helps the band because we can talk all we want, but it's just like if it's in paper. And we know where we're at, where we stand, and where we need to go. So
he must be looking at this, like, you know, obviously I think everyone's like got their own things outside of, you know, music and stuff. He must be bringing a lot of his like own profession into it.
That's true.
This quarter, we're gonna do this.
half time.
Cool. So Timur Saath came out at some point like early November.
Yeah.
I think by now the music video is out, etc.
Mm-hmm.
are we gonna get more music through the winter? What's the new music scene like?
So we've talked about it before as well. It's just music, we're trying to grow like internally as well. What I mean by that is obviously we're trying to move into a little bit of retro tech vibes as well. So we're trying to dabble in like different markets, mm-hmm. not stick to just one part, because we always say this as well, we don't know what pops in the market. We don't know what that thing is that makes a band or an artist the next trendy thing on in the internet. So we're not really sure. So I guess consistent is key. So we're just trying to make more music, different music, see how the audience reacts, and mm-hmm. then just take it from there.
My last question, you said, you know, like it's hard to know what's gonna like work with people, right? Mm-hmm. And you're looking out into the market, but what else, like how else do you kind of get ideas from, like what might stick or what might work?
It's when we're creating like music, certain chords or certain type of feeling in a song, right? We have like an instant kind of feeling to say, oh, maybe this might be commercial. This mm-hmm. might be like commercial music. But then sometimes we'll have like a different session in a jamming where we might be like, oh, this might be more of a band thing. So we have this two different, like not distinct, but they could overlap.
Yeah.
But sometimes we'll have a tune which we might think is commercial, or other one which is more us, like band, right? So it's just kind of trying to balance the both,
yeah,
I guess, and then going forward from
that's so fascinating. Like,
yeah, exactly. For, yeah. But not sure though what's that thing out there.
Yeah, so I think every person, whether it's a musician or some creator of some sort, if they're like kind of using social media, they're all trying to figure it out. And sometimes even without knowing what they're figuring out, sometimes it just clicks it works.
Exactly.
That's the most, I guess, the beauty of social media / the challenge of social media.
The challenge, yeah.
So we just have to keep going, keep doing it as well. Mm-hmm. And hopefully there'll be more events and things coming your way. I believe the next confirmed performance is
on the 18th.
Is on the 18th of November.
Brixton.
I'm pretty sure this podcast is not going to be up then. So you can just be like, how was it?
It was great, guys. Glad seeing you guys there.
Yeah. So keep up with Bhakta Band social, so you know you don't miss out on a performance like the 18th of November.
Yes. Of course.
Thank you so much, Dilip, for joining me on the show.
Thank you. Cheers.
Cheers.
Welcome to A-Star, your complete financial solution. The A stands for first class service, and the star relates to you, our most important clients. We are a team of whole market advisors with more than 10 years of excellent service. Serving nationwide, we specialized in home mortgages and remortgages, wills and estate planning, residential sales and lettings, property management, real estates, insurances and pensions. For both personal and business financial advices, please feel free to contact us for consultant. We look forward to working with you. A-Star Financial Solution. Making your move memorable.
This episode of Action With Podcast is brought to you by our gold partner, A-Star Financial Solutions UK, who'll support you on your journey to expand your property portfolio. Thanks to our silver partner, TapTap Send. With great rates, zero fee, and instant transfers, sending money to Nepal has never been easier. Use the code ICHIN10 for a £10 bonus. Download the app today, TapTap and Send now. Big mention to our silver partner, New Lakshmi Jewelers, home to a stunning range of jewelry collection and timeless pieces from the heart of Aldershot. Our bronze partners, Nepal Authentic Dining, where delicious Nepali food is served at Shepherd's Bush and Boston Manor. And our bronze partner, Nepali Music Festival UK 2022, taking place at the Harrow Leisure Centre on December 16 with Trishna Gurung, Ekdev Limbu, Sabine Rai and the Pharaoh. Enjoy the episode.
Do I call you Steve or Stevens?
Stefan.
Yeah. Okay.
That's my actual name, but they call me Steve, they call me Gadi. I've got multiple names. I'll just say yeah.
You just say yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I feel like Bhakta Band, everything's happening like this. Oh, Bhakta Band.
It just happens, right?
It's like, oh shit, June Festival. Hey, yeah.
Spontaneous, isn't it?
Yeah. So how did you get... We're rolling, right?
Yeah, we're rolling.
Okay, we're rolling. So how did you get involved in the band? Like, when did you like piece into this puzzle?
Oh, it's a long story. But I remember I was in uni. There was an event, Nepalese event coming up, merging Nepal with Kolegi. And he Ash messaged me. I still have the screenshot because it's kind of a sentimental time for me.
Oh,
and
he was like, favorite. Oh.
Yeah. And yeah, he was just like, oh, bro, I heard you play the drums or the cajon. Let me know if you want to jam or something like that. And yeah, and I was kind of surprised because I don't know how he found out that I play drums. I still don't know how. Uh-huh. It's still a bit of a mystery to me. Oh, and we met Subit and Dilip, then we went to a studio and we just started like jamming, and everything went good, better than planned. So we just carried on, performed at one event. It was fun, good experience, just carried on. People, I guess, enjoyed it. So, you know, they wanted more of us. Yeah. And at that time, we weren't actually a band. We were just performing, just trying to have fun. And yeah, led to Buck the Band.
Right. So for the first performance, I should have asked some of the other members as well, but let me just ask you, what songs did you perform? Or by then, like, Hey Maya already Bonnie Sae
Kothiyo? Oh, no. You know? Hey Maya was a long time after that. Mm-hmm. Our first song, what did we perform?
You can shout, by the way. So a lot of covers.
Oh, yeah, it was all covers. Okay. It was all covers.
I see. Just covers. Yeah. So after that first initial performance, that's when you realize, oh, let's like, you know, work on our own kind of original.
It wasn't even that actually. It took a while for us to actually realize that we should actually start, you know, performing. I mean, having our original music, because even though we were performing, we didn't have that creativity mindset at that time. Mm-hmm. I feel like it just built up as our experience playing instruments built up, as our chemistry built up as well. Mm-hmm. And that led to, you know, Hey Maya being released. And so on with a few more originals.
I see. So, you know, you sound like a very chatty person. I'm not sure when we're going to start this podcast from, but if you haven't heard, his name is Stefan. Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
I'm just like,
Wait, it has started though, right?
No, it has started. It has started. But
the intro is meant to be in the beginning. We're in the middle here. What's going on? Am I time traveling?
No, I think we tend to like start recording even before you know that we're recording.
Okay.
So nice. People will probably think that you say yeah to anything.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I think we've got it covered. So yeah. Cool. Yeah. Don't worry.
Thank you.
Our listeners know which number, which band member we're on now. They might be like, Subit's voice is different. All right. Okay. Cool. So the other thing that I wanted to ask is like, in terms of like, you know, there's five different energies, five different personalities in the band. Everyone has their own thing that they're doing. You're in drums, I believe.
Correct.
Yeah, you're in drums. If you had to describe each band member, then how would you like
describe
them? Yeah, how would you describe them?
Ooh. Okay, I'll start with Ojas Dai.
No limits.
Nah, I'll be sensible. I'll be nice. Ojas Dai, personality wise, behavior wise, I'd say he's the guy who snacks the most in studios. Like, wow. He's always got some candy with him. Go through his car, he's got a packet of crisps.
Oh my God.
And whenever we go to the studio, right? If he's usually the first one to be like, guys, let's order McDonald's. He won't even set up his bass guitar. We'll be like setting up, and
he's there for the vibes.
He's there. And like, literally. Yeah. He's the one to order food. And
this is a social thing for him.
But on a serious note, he's like he's the checker for us. He'll give us a reality check. Sometimes like when we plan things, we kind of divert from the actual plan. And he'll be like, what are you guys doing? Because, you know, what's the point of planning something if you're going to divert from it? That kind of defeats the purpose of a plan. And he will be like, you know, that's not something you guys should do. So he'll give us that check yourself before you wreck yourself kind of talk, right? Uh-huh. And we have Dilip. Dilip's the, for me, he's a really, he's the go-to guy for advice. He's got...
Why are you
shaking your head?
Are you sure it's good advice?
I mean, the advice he gives me, it's pretty good. So I remember numerous amount of times when we're driving and he'll be like, Gadi's also like what they call me as well. Okay. Just for FYI.
Another
name. Yeah.
On the long list.
And he'll be like, Gadi, you know, I won't say exactly what because it's quite personal, so I won't bait him out.
I'll be like, thanks for the disclaimer.
He'll be like, oh, Gadi, did this happen to you? And I'm like, no. And his advice starts with, big man ting, yeah? And he'll start giving me an advice. I'm not even lying. You may not realize it, but I'm the guy who's listening, so I remember. And,
wow.
But he's got, on a serious note, he's got very good ear for music. Mm-hmm. So when I'm performing in like a live performance or in the studio just rehearsing, if I'm, you know, my energy's not there, he'll be like, you know, increase your energy, give me the head lift. Or if I'm too fast, you'd be like, slow it down, relax, kind of thing. So, yeah, he's got a very good ear for music. Then we have Subit. Subit is, he's the comedian of the group, in my eyes. He does the best impressions, okay? So,
I should have asked him.
You can later on, right? He does an impression of Magne Buro, right? Uh-huh. And he nails it. Like, if I close my eyes and I just listen to him, I'll be like the Magne Buro right in front of me. And he's not far off. No, I'm kidding. And these guys went out during Halloween, right? And he was a pirate. And he was doing the Captain Jack Sparrow impression. He was doing the laugh. And it was so spot on. Like, I was so surprised. It was very good. But on a serious note, he's probably the most social guy. Mm-hmm. I find him always like talking to people, getting to know people, and, you know, just exchanging information. And he's very social. Then we have Ash. He's the shy guy. He's shy at first, but once he starts speaking, he starts roasting you. And roasts are very good. Very good. They hit me hard. But on a serious note, he's like, he's the driver of the band. He really pushes us. He organizes things. And I think they're the personalities in the band.
I love how much like enthusiasm that you said all of that with. And then when you said like Ash's roast hit you hard, I was like, shit. That's quite interesting. Thanks for that description. I honestly didn't realize that you were going to be so good at describing things. You sound like a bit of a storyteller too.
I gotta fake it till I make it, right?
My god,
I don't like speaking much because I hate the sound of my voice.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh my god, you're
telling
surprising
me. I'm just
me.
Faking it. It's an illusion.
You're doing really well. I would not have thought that you don't like
I've been
speaking.
Working 25 years for this. Okay. I just exposed my age. Whoops. Cut.
All right. So, getting back to Fuck the Band.
Sorry.
Getting
it's
back to Fuck the Band. So, obviously, like, as creators and so on, you want whatever that you do, whatever that you create, to find an audience and to find, like, people, a good batch of listeners and so on. When it comes to, you know, getting your music out there, who's actually involved, or is it more of a team effort? Who has that edge to think about?
Like promotion-wise,
it's
me and Subit who kind of like take over. We're in charge of the marketing. Mm-hmm. We're not really experts in marketing, so by no means are we really good at it. Mm-hmm. We have a strategy. If it's not good, then please don't scrutinize us. If you're going to do it covertly. Yeah. Okay, if you want to give us some tips, then by all means, send us messages. But what we do is, whenever we have a release, like a song released, mm-hmm. 10 days before and 10 days after, we'll have like 20 contents. So 10 days before, we'll post pre-release content such as us recording in the studio or just the cover art for the actual music, just little clips. And 10 days after, we will like post things, contents of the actual music or the music video. We'll do like a vlog of, you know, behind the scenes of how the music was made, post that on YouTube. Also, when we're posting, we try and post at specific times of the day or specific days of the week. So if we're posting, during the weekday, we'll try and post either at 9 o'clock when, you know, people are traveling to work, looking at the phone, or at lunchtime when they're on their break or after work. On weekends, we'll just try and post like in the morning when everyone's just kind of getting up out of bed. Okay. I mean,
I thought you were going to say on the weekend, whatever time that we wake up, and then we'll post it.
No. We have a set time. We try and stick to the set time. We try our best, but
no, that's good.
We're only human.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, I think social media is a bit of a tough nut to crack, especially in terms of like, you know, when are you going to beat the algorithm and stuff? So another question, just to kind of on a similar thing that I wanted to ask, is from the UK, we see quite a lot of, you know, well, not quite a lot, but, you know, there have been a handful of UK Nepali artists / bands that have done their thing, or they do live events, especially in like Nepali hotspots like Aldershot and so on. How much have you like, you know, have you ever reached out to them for like ideas or kind of feedback, advice and stuff?
I think at the moment we're still, we haven't really asked people for like collaboration wise. We haven't really asked information regarding that because I feel like at the moment we're still finding ourselves. We're still finding our own genre, our own kind of music. We're still like experimenting with different genres. Because if you like compare Hey Maya to like Yatra, it's very different. And at the moment we haven't. So the simple answer to that is nah, not yet.
Yeah.
But we will potentially in the future when we find ourselves.
Yeah. No, that's good. And like when you find yourself.
I don't know when that's going to be. Yeah. Might take a while.
Don't worry. I think it's like an ongoing thing. So like, okay, we're pretty much at the end of 2022 and 2023 will, you know, come in no time. Is there anything as a band that you hope to kind of tick off, accomplish or perform at? I mean, but I feel like in a way you guys have done quite a few places and I'm not a performer at all, but I guess I would be like, oh, I'd love to do June Festival, but you guys have already done that. So I'm not sure like what else is there.
If you had asked me this question like a year before where, you know, we're just finishing our masters and, you know, slowly being focused on the band more, I would say like, you know, performing in June Fest, having like 1,000K subs on YouTube, performing in B Fest as well. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, it all happened quickly. So I feel like the next like bucket list should be for us is like have enough songs to become like the main headliner of an event. You know, we still have a few songs in our mind that we were planning to record. And if they are good songs and if they do take off, then hopefully by the end of 2023, we'll be ready to become a headliner event. But you never know, you know, not everyone enjoys a specific kind of music. It's hard to impress the audience.
It is, but when you have a strategy in place, you can definitely get
there. We are finding one. Hopefully we will find one.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have a plan, so I think that's one of the best things.
A plan is there.
Yeah, and you know, like what you kind of alluded to in terms of Bok The Band, I think released songs, there aren't that many, but even with that amount, for you guys to have been and performed at all these kind of events, that's pretty good. Like, you know, that does hold to something as well. Right.
It's a great achievement, great accomplishment.
All right, I feel like we're getting to the end of this now.
Thank the Lord for that. I've been waiting for this moment.
Okay.
I'm kidding. No, it's been great. Like, right. Thank you for having us. No,
thanks for coming and sharing your wisdom.
Thank you. Adios.
So Ash, welcome to the podcast, Action With. We are speaking to Bok The Band today. And I now have Ash on the sofa. And Ash, what do you do for Bok The Band?
Thank you for having us, firstly. I am the lead guitarist for Bok The Band.
Mm-hmm.
So I just play solos and I find my role kind of obsolete at the same time. Like you could remove me completely. You'll still have everything that you need. So I'm just trying to make...
That sounds
like,
so sad.
It is pretty sad.
Wow.
To be honest, they made me seem pretty sad. Because who is it? Kazi or someone made me sound like HR. Like I like reports, which I completely don't do, by the way. But yeah, I just tried to, I guess, complement the song by adding fillers and solos and just stuff like that.
Yeah. And so with the band meeting everyone in such a, I guess, you know, kind of dotted way, how did you get in? Like, who was the first person that you met in the band?
It was Subit and Dilip. We met in the toilet of Loughborough.
Uh-huh.
It was a K-pop night. And it was...
Sounds so dodgy, by the way.
Yeah, it was... someone made it sound dodgy. It's not. I think my friend was feeling sick, so okay. I was taking care of him. And then they walked in and they were taking care of their friends as well. And they were like, oh, K-pop is nice. Ramailo Zabba. It's not like Nepali songs, right? It doesn't hit the same one. And then I was just eavesdropping. And I was like, yeah, I agree. And then all of a sudden, everyone's drunk. So we start singing Asad, People's Hetrigo, and like Loughborough Toilet Ma.
Uh-huh.
And then that's how we basically started. And then I was jokingly saying, okay, let's form a band. Sabela Bandrate. And then Subit was like, because he's the comedian of the group. Titibelitu, first interaction, mate. I just knew he's a comedian and stuff. And then he was like, oh, ma gonsu, I sing it. We never believed him. Like, we didn't believe it for like 2-3 days, like straight.
Oh my God.
And last, you can actually sing. Anyways, that's how I started. Despite, and then Kazi Laite, we had this massive Nepali society in Midlandsma. Mm-hmm. And then I just sent a group text and someone said, Stefan, please. This was one of the events where we had hired a drum set. And the drum set, we had to give it back. Mm-hmm. Everyone's drunk. No one can drive. Titi Vela, oh, just that was the only person. Like, he doesn't drink ever.
Yeah.
So then Garima, and he said he's going to help us. And Zada Zada Hiri, and he Dai was like, Timur, my base is China. And then we were like, China Dai. And then he was like, oh, mobile. So he kind of self-invited himself to the back. And we were like, okay, go on then. Oh, just that one. But then that's how it actually started. Yeah.
There's so much of, like, you know, everything happening on the spot. And it all kind of works out.
So far, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Right, that's really funny. And I feel like I've lost my question. yeah. Oh, do you remember? I met you when you were really, really young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was like, I think...
That's why I was trying to, like, okay, I don't know how much we recorded, but we were trying to do this guessing game thing. But back then, you may have been young, but me and Ojish were still around. So actually, it was after a meeting at the embassy, I went to with Golmaya to this pub to meet this other gentleman from US, who happens to be your uncle.
Yep,
He ended up bringing, I think there were two other, like, at that age, kids.
Yeah.
And I was just like, okay, right. Well, these kids? And then we were just like, hi. But then
that was,
and,
like, my first interaction with you.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was a long time back, but. So, like, the world is quite small, and I guess in the UK it's smaller as well.
Definitely.
Right. So, obviously, like, you know, the other members have spoken about, like, you know, giving you huge compliments about kind of the way that you drive the band forward, and you have that kind of nature within you to be like, okay, what's next, and so on. Does that come naturally? Is that like you as a person? Is that you, or do you feel that the band needs that, and therefore you bring that quality?
No, it's not. It's not that band needs it. It's just that something that comes within me, basically. It's like help, you know. Like, there's certain elements. Sleep deprived is one. Caffeine fueled is definitely another one. So I have, like, so many hours in a day just to overthink, basically. Uh-huh. But just naturally, I think I like being kind of like behind the scenes, like Kaji said, I'm generally known as the shy one. But then once I kind of like get to know someone, then I think I'm not that shy, right? But I do like it. So back in Leicester, the head of uni, mm-hmm. I somehow started a Nepali society for the first time, mm-hmm. uni. So there's been certain instances where I've realized that this comes within me, Bandra. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, Sabizana, we cooperate very well as a band. And our band could say, or could keep in sabanse, one of the best things for me about Bhakta band is that when we're in the studio and when we're jamming, we're very professional. When we're taking a step forward, everyone's very professional. Once we leave that door, we're like the bestest friends here there. And we're creating memories and without that. And this to afe sunny energy, mm-hmm. right? To kind mm-hmm. of like afne, we're basically like brothers.
Yeah.
So this go like, I don't have to think like, oh, band like kids, I had to get us, and it's just something that just, you know, happens naturally, basically.
No, that sounds really good. And clearly I think we can see / hear the whole kind of connection and vibe that you guys have between you guys. And which is great to see. And the other thing that I wanted to say is what's like quite a challenge for the band in terms of, you know, because music is such a large landscape, right? And doing Nepali music in the UK, it's almost like you're catering to a sizable pot, but even that is hard to reach sometimes.
No, absolutely. Abro band, but we definitely have many, many challenges. I mean, just a highly organization, just a group, but just to, let's say, give you three key challenges from my point of view. First is time. So I mean, Pazizana, we're in corporate, like we're corporate slaves Monday to Friday. Mm-hmm. So Monday to Friday, bed nagara unsa, because obviously I'm come out some behind the hirati some come going around. And then weekend is the only time, right, that we all meet. Thought of video about weekend, but let's say, for example, Ojas, that he has a whole family.
Yeah.
Right? Afno kids are sanga open, hang out, that's his time. Afno sati urubani unsa. He's got other stuff to look at as well. I mean, sabeko pun sa family uru. त्यसमा पनि हामी अब सबैजना भेटेर लाइक जाम क्रिएट सङ्ग्स गिगहरू गर्ने यताउता द्याट्स आवर बिगेस्ट च्यालेन्ज आउट साइड टाइम. सेकेन्ड इज लोकेसन विज स्प्रेडेड अक्रस लाइक इभन लन्डनमा बस्यो भने मेन ओजेस द्याट वेस्ट दिलीप एन्ड सुबित इस्ट काजी इज डाउन एसफोर्डमा अनि त्यो कम्युट मात्रै गर्नु नि इट टेक्स टु आवर्स हामीलाई. अनि आउट चाहिँ अर्को पनि चाहिँ इट्स फोकसिङ अन म्युजिक my say I would say our reach that's been quite difficult for us. I think UK might say we're doing a pretty good job. I think manzier like but we've been performing we're getting ourselves like out, you know, out there that are Nepal let's say for example or anywhere outside UK might say we're struggling.
Mm-hmm.
About how do we penetrate that market. I think these are the three key challenges.
I think you've summarized that very well. And kind of like referenced the other things in terms of, you know, I didn't speak with the other boys about what you do outside of music, but sometimes it's so easy for us to overlook that. But a lot of, you know, everyone in this band has a whole different life, the Monday to Friday thing and so
Absolutely.
On. And everything that we're doing, like just trying to squeeze this recording in has been a challenge for all of us. But I guess, you know, that's why there's that thrill. It sometimes lets us escape, right? When we have that moment. And when we come together as one.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it makes us look forward to the weekend significantly. Kaam garda garda Monday to Friday, it's very draining. And then the moment, even like if we have gigs, then we'll meet Friday night. And dedication, it's off the roof. Like Amro band would say, so I mean, kaam garda and it starts 6-7-8 baje sakaera. Then we meet at the studio like 10-11 at night, jam till 2 o'clock, go home, sleep at 3-4. And then weekend begins. This the whole dedication really go around. So, but then we look forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
And genuinely, like, we really, really love music. That's the biggest passion for me, I'm like.
Yeah.
So definitely, it's thrilling.
And on your final point about, like, you know, getting your music through to certain areas and certain segments, you know, if I have the answer, I would have given it to you. But unfortunately, I don't. But, you know, I think a lot of it is comes down to, like, supporting one another, you know, no matter how big or small scale. So that's why I get really, really pleased when someone just gives a shout out as well, because that's word of mouth is one of the most important ways. Sometimes when we do, like, big campaigns and so on, it sticks for maybe, like, the first 15 seconds or 15 minutes. And after that, people just kind of drift off, right?
Yeah,
because it's very, I don't know, too coordinated. But I hope, you know, Things will get there. Things will get there for the
Thank
band
you.
As well, and the music will spread to different diasporas and back to Nepal.
Yeah, the thing is, just to end this, Nepali circle it's quite small, and it's very supportive. Sabijana, so I'm like, kati manchhe lai bhetecha, and they've supported us massively. Also, like yourself as well. Yeah, aunu pani huncha ni. It's quite fun. It was quite nerve-wracking suru manche, but then once we got here, everyone's laughing, everyone's got a smile on their faces.
I'm the nervous one because it's all about the band, and I'm the one who's like the non-band member. I'm just thinking, like, and all these terms are very new for me. Lead guitarist, bass guitarist. I was like, isn't that just one guitarist?
No, yeah, there's that confusion. Explain what you're saying to someone.
Okay, cool. Yeah. But no, you guys have been doing it really well. My other question is, because you mentioned... you know, there's joy when you kind of get in and involved with, like, music and so on. What's, like, you know, were you were you always musically inclined as a child?
Not really. I don't really have a straight answer. It's hard in my life. But what's very clear, it's the journey, that the musical journey for me. Mm-hmm. It's definitely helped me music tira lagna lai. But suruma maile chai, the first time I heard a guitar was when I was 7-8. Daiharu guitar bajaune thiyo sin thiyo, and then I was quite intrigued, so I grabbed the guitar as well. And then first song I ever learned was Guns N' Roses' Knocking on Heaven's Door, which is just three chords. So I basically from the age of 7-8 to like 11 just nailed those three chords. and then moved to the UK and did that. There's 3-4 other orko chord or in sike, then my uncle say was a musician. The one you met, he saw me and he told my dad, oh, I'll get the ramro guitar kinne ni huncha. And then, like, my dad bought me a Fender ko electric acoustic guitar deti bela, which is still with me. It's been with me for over like 12 years, I think, now.
Wow.
And then first time I kind of musically inclined banda ni a track pakko chai John Mayer ko album sunepachi thyo. So that was definitely the turning point. I'd say, I'm quite passionate about music. The Hairy Birds, I'd say, just a one-time show, but then audience interaction, it was very, very fascinating. And he just started singing. And we're like, oh, maybe ki original bonon por like yapo. And then after that, Dilip brought his segments in, guitar ko parts haru, garda garde, and tyapo. Tyadekhi chai ani matre bhako. So there's been a very long journey, but musically inclined thapa ko, the band sang bhayechi matre bhako
mala ta. Yeah, that's so fascinating. So it's almost like, you know, a lot of the times when we speak to people, they're always like, I've always had it in me, kalko, you know, like since I was a kid, kalko.
Yeah.
And, you know, to an element, to an extent, there was. But then I think, you know, sometimes these discoveries are made as, you know, grown adults as well.
Yeah, no, I still question myself. Do I have it in me? Or but I think a lot of the guys are like that. I think, but we do a very good job of kind of backing each other up.
Yeah,
there's been like, you know, situations where everyone questions themselves, but then we're there to back each other up.
Yeah,
we do that as well.
Some of the guys referenced to you regarding like the possible changes or aspirations for the band called Genre. Right? Yeah. Now, I think Retro Tech is that Retro Tech
or am I getting something this wrong? Something like I think.
And my question is, what is Retro Tech?
Yeah, what is you? I don't know.
I thought you were the one who was pushing the band.
No, I was like scratching my head. But I think what we're trying to do here is discover our genre. Junze Kaji Ogibane Theo. So Hema is completely different to Yatra, and Timro Sati is completely different to whatever we've done so far. So we're definitely exploring different genres. And I think now we're trying to studio ma standal studio ma maridai bhanne huncha maridai sanga chai hami kura bhairauncha. So what future ma chai ke huncha hola ta, cuz there's like decades ma chai aba kahile hip hop ko era huncha haina kunai bela ke huncha, ani we're trying to guess the next genre chai ke hola, and then teti bela chai kind of synth vibe haru testo khali huncha ki, and then we're saying why not kind of, you know, dive into that, not saying that hamro next git surely testo bhauncha, I mean just in the background ma chai different genres ma chai
bhanne bhaneko. That's good. I think to try to stay ahead of the curve is always a good idea. But yeah, we can. That's the only thing that we can do. Try, right? Give Absolutely. It a go. Cool. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Ash, representing Bhakta Band.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. So if you're still listening, we have one more band member to go. The final one. Right, welcome back. If you've been listening to us, to another episode of Action With Podcast, today I have with me Bhakta Band, and right now I'm joined by Ojesh. Welcome. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Ojesh, you are the bass guitarist for the band.
Yeah, that's correct.
And you've been with the band for how long?
I think I've been with the band since 2018, 19, so about almost 4 years, right? Almost 4 years, yes.
That sounds long.
Yeah, that is a long time. Yeah.
Also, the other thing that I wanted to kind of mention is, like, I've known Ojesh for what I feel like quite a long time now. In terms of Ojesh, has been very, very helpful to quite a lot of my endeavors, including the very first Action With YouTube series and stuff like that back in 2011.
Yeah.
So it's actually really nice to speak to you here, but we'll touch more about the band stuff rather than all the other things outside of it. But I do want to ask, this is not the first time that you've been in a band. I think this is your...
Yeah, I think this is about fifth or sixth times. I was... because when I grew up, band scene was quite hip. Was going on quite trendy. So I had a band when I was in year three.
Year three. Wow.
And then there was one guitar at one of my friend's house. We didn't know how to play song, but so we called ourselves SOS.
What did SOS stand for?
Our initials can
now. Okay.
SOS. So they are still in the music industry. They're doing their own thing in Nepal. And from then on, I went to this specific school. Ma bani saathiharusanga band banyo, and feri orko saathiharusanga band banyo. I changed school, and then I had another band there. I'm Despachi School, Sakishakipchi College, man. Then when I came here in the UK, I had a Prayas band, mm-hmm. Which we claim that is the first official Nepali band in the UK. And I have been friends with all of them. And then finally, I am with Bhakta Band.
So Bhakta Band, from 2018 to where we are right now, what is like some of the differences that you're experiencing being in a band this time around, kind of musically, that sector wise? Yeah, I know that personally there must be a lot of changes.
Yeah. So most important thing that I find with the bands now that I'm with is that we are able to use technology a lot. For example, Prayas band, we need to be in a room to create music, even to coordinate, even to come up with your music. You had to be personally present, whereas now you don't have to do that. You can work asynchronously. Mm-hmm. So you can send, record a video and then or a music piece and then send it around, and then you can rehearse on your own. Mm-hmm. And then you, when you go into the music room, you almost know how it is going to sound, whereas it's not going to, it wasn't like that before. You had to be in a room. So that's one thing. Another thing is information that you can find. So information like, oh, I want this kind of music, but how do I play one? Mm-hmm. So you can easily find. Okay, so that also helps a lot. Orko kura, I think the genre and mm-hmm. the taste of the music. When I was growing up, it was quite metal, heavy metal kind of thing, rock kind of thing. Whereas oily body subtle. So, mm-hmm. So I think those are the main three things that is different, other than the personalities that we
yeah.
have.
Yeah. No, I always think it must be so exciting for you because, you know, you've been part of so many different waves, or I guess anyone who's been doing the same thing different things for a long time, you know, they get to see the differences, right? Yeah. And you've kind of, you know, referenced at least a few different factors,
yeah.
Technology being one as well. The other thing that I wanted to mention was whenever I see stories of yours or, you know, the bands and so on, I'm like, oh my God, how does Ojesh do this? How does he have so much energy? But then I think, actually, knowing you slightly, I feel like actually you're quite energetic, so you probably kind of, you know, melt with the rest of the band members very well. But how is it for you? Because, you know, you're juggling, you know, family life, you have two beautiful kids, and everything, and obviously everyone has a career.
Yeah, I think it will be very selfish of me if I took the credit all by myself only. I must give my credit to my family, my wife, who actually works with me as a unit. So both of us like each other to live the dreams and enjoy have as much fun as we can. And also another part is also very important about me is I'm only friends or in a team with people who can connect to me in the way that I feel comfortable, in the way that I can manage time. It has happened with the Bhakta Band as well. I think these guys have been very, very kind to let me have my own time, mm-hmm. To put my input in. And I think that's how it is in all the different things that I do. I was just negotiating with my new job as well, and then saying the same thing, I want Friday half day, mm-hmm. you know, so that I can prepare myself for the band. And other things that I do, as I said, even my businesses is still the same.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I completely forgot to mention as well. Ojesh has businesses as well. You know, Ojesh has business. That's how we connected first. And you know, Nepal Restaurant, which is in Boston Manor and Shepherd's Bush, which has been around since how long, Ojesh?
The Nepal Restaurant itself has been around for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. I have been part of it since 1999. Does that make me sound very old?
Since 1999, yes.
It has been around for a long time. Yeah.
And Nepal Restaurant is also one of the supporters and partners of the podcast as well. So a huge thank you. And I mean, Nepal Restaurant, in a different name, also supported the previous things that I have done as well. So I really do commend your contribution for a lot of activities done by young Nepali people as well as Nepali communities.
Thank
so you. I do want to touch on to your part of quite a few different organizations here as well.
Yeah.
Basa Puchaboyo, I believe the Caterers Association. Yeah. And we've done a few things together, which yeah. we won't really go into. But it's just more like campaigning and stuff. Yeah. Being part of all that, but also coming to UK in the way that you did back then, which is in a non-Gurkha way, that's what I'm yeah. referencing to. What's your view of the Nepali community like today?
I think Nepali community now is a lot more bolder than what we were before. Paila paila chai hami aaudakheri, we always used to say them versus us. Like white people versus us, and we also used to feel as if we needed to run when everybody else was just walking, which is a good trait to have, to be honest, because we're putting in more effort and we're coming up, coming out on top most of the time. But I think now people are much more confident. They don't think themselves as a second class citizen, and that helps a lot. And I think that is also good for pachi aune generation ko lagi pani ke. So they are already looking up to the new generation ke. Oh, so this is, if they can do this, then we must do better than this one. You're a drive pani dekhiraachu maile. So I think it's quite an interesting time at the moment. It's that cusp of coming out of shell. Just the same, I feel.
Yeah, no, that's a really I think it's you know, you really hit it on the spot. Like before, a lot of the times we. Or, you know, our parents may have always been like thankful for, you know, bringing us here, or, you know, we should be grateful just to be here. But now I think the energy is, like you said, I have my right to be here and I should get what I deserve, especially if you're working for it and working hard at it as well. Yeah. The other thing that I wanted to ask is, you know, you mentioned that your family is quite supportive. Bhakta Band have been supportive in bringing you in, letting you be part of the journey as well. But equally, it sounds like you have contributed quite a lot to the band too. But how do you manage time with everything? I think all your commitments.
Yeah, I think one of the things that I do is I believe I have one life. I don't believe in work and life, work life or personal life. I think I believe one life, and there are certain things that I want to do. And I take it as a positive distraction of what I'm doing. For example, if I'm working on something and if I needed a break, I would think about music, or I would think about Nepali community or my business or things like that. So which is a positive distraction that I would like to think. And also another thing is that I feel personally myself, I am very good at instilling passion in everything I do. I don't have this as my passion. I have passion, whatever it needs to be. And I think that has helped me a lot. I think I just have got this energy.
You definitely have, yeah.
To do many things. And I also feel that I've got so short life.
Yeah.
And I have to do as much as I can. I live for the day.
I have to share something. So once, this is quite recent, like in 2020 or 21, we were involved in this campaigning thing and pretty much on Zoom every day. And Ojesh came in and Ojesh had so much energy. We're just like, what do we do? I feel like we're not moving anything. I feel like nothing is happening. And I'm just like, fine by me. If you want to do something, go for it. But yeah, I am calm. But yeah.
That's correct. Yeah, I always feel that if there is something I can do to make things better, if there is something I can do to move things forward, I would always want to be that person. I don't want to sit back and think, oh, I should have done that. I don't want to have that kind of regret of not doing, rather than I would love to have that regret of doing and failing and not doing correctly, probably. But I wouldn't want to be that person not doing things because I wasn't sure.
Yeah. That's really nice way to put it. And I guess, like, you know, it describes you as a person as well, which is really lovely. In terms of Bhakta Band, you know, you're in, like, I guess, a fifth band. What do you see, like, for Nepali music as we... like, let's say 10, 15 years down the line, as our diaspora here continues to grow and, you know, children, Nepali children, children like yours will become adults, then, you know, in a way, like, we're moving onwards, but I'm not sure where that kind of direction is. Sometimes some of us are getting much closer and stronger with our, you know, relationship with Nepal. Some of us are naturally kind of moving away from it as well. But you've had the opportunity to be with the early, you know, Nepali people who settled here, and they may have felt very strongly and different about their identity and what it means to be Nepali. But then equally, you're working with, you know, young kind of millennials, Gen Zs right now as well. But also whatever that you're doing and whatever anyone is doing, whether it's Bhakta Band or majority of the people that I've interviewed in the podcast, I feel like you're setting a story. And, you know, that may add to someone else about how they feel or how they conduct things.
Yeah.
But equally, 10, 15 years down the line, what do you think, like, the Nepali music scene in the UK will be like?
Let me put this story in a different way. Let me say what I have seen so far in Nepali music, and let me put it what I think it might happen. So 20 years ago, when I was in Prayas Band, we were everything. We were an organization who was actually organizing the event. We had to do all the designing, booking the hall, getting the sound system, finding money and selling tickets. And, you know, we used to travel all across London to sell tickets because, you know, you can trust post or whatever, whatever. From there to now, what has happened is you don't have to organize events because there are organizers to do it for you and you get paid a little bit as well. So I think that journey is great. For now, we have a set to perform for 1 hour, and then all we have to do is perform our songs and do the best. That's all we have to do. Whereas there were much more things to do 20 years ago. Now what I see next is happening is that, or what it should happen is that there should be funds available for these musicians, either by the promoters, organizers, or the government itself. I think these young Nepali musicians, and that's where the communities come, the Nepali communities come, where they can go to and then get these funds to have their songs produced or music video produced, because that is what we're suffering, or that is one of the challenges probably Ash hasn't mentioned, is that finding funds to do our own music, because you're investing time, which is great. You're investing your sleep or whatever. But then again, on top of that, you'll have to find money to record or to travel, even to change the strings in your guitars, right?
Definitely.
So I think if you are financially sound, you're the better music comes out. That's how you can keep your dream alive. I think the next thing that should happen is that there should be some kind of economy going on where you can support bands financially as well. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, if you're not financially sound, the band's gonna die. The process of creativity is gonna die.
Yeah.
So I think that's where it will be in the next 15 years. Mm-hmm. I think there will be more and more organizations which will come up to help these bands. Yeah. Organizations. I think we're seeing some already. I mean, Percha Production is one. We've got so many even organizers.
Yeah.
We have Stanwell Studios like that. Mm-hmm. And we have got new social media people. So I think, yeah, it will come up. And I think being financially sound and strong is the future for the bands, I think.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And I feel like, you know, you mentioned some of the organizations or companies. They are slightly young, youth-led. But I do believe that there is an opportunity for some of the organizations or community groups that are led by older Nepali people to be able to, I don't know, dedicate some aspect of their working to fund creative stuff, because arts and culture, whether that's music, movies and so on, that is how people learn things, how people adopt or, you know, learn new words as well. And I feel like, you know, we should be creating more space for that.
Absolutely.
And on a side note, I feel like Pastor Pucha Guti does a wonderful work with, you know, carrying lessons and classes around scripts, Rundana Lipi and various things as well. And I feel like even other community groups can take notes from that.
Yes,
and along the way, it could be like Nepali music, it could be your own music of your own heritage and bands, instruments and so on as well.
On the side note, we also train a Nepali drum called Dhime, Newar drum, which is a traditional drums that is played in Kathmandu Valley. We also teach that a 6-month session to different group of people, sometimes children, sometimes adults, sometimes women, whoever wants to. So yeah, we do that. I think more and more organizations should definitely do that.
Yeah.
And it's right. I don't think you should have a shame on what kind of music you play. As you know, it's a universal language. Whether it's Dory or Drake, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If it's the spot. Or the spot.
What did you say, Timai?
Timai, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Who knows? Maybe we'll get that in Bhakta Band as well one day.
We do. We might. Yeah. We might. One of the things that we were doing was when we were recording Yatra, I had an idea of having a Newar version of Yatra as well. We were having that song. And then when we were talking to the producer, mm-hmm. he was saying, you should bring in some kind of Newar instrument into it. Obviously, that dream has not yet materialized. But if we did, then obviously you definitely
No, that's exciting. And it's almost like, in a way, like, you know, whether you, with genres, whether you look east, west, or whether you just look at where you are, everyone, you know, is getting inspired from somewhere or something.
Absolutely.
Right? So I feel like the world is open to exploration and technology, seeing things on social media makes it so much 10 times easier for us to kind of, you know, find different things. Yeah. The challenge is, it's like, what do we settle with?
Yes,
because
absolutely.
There's too many things.
Yeah.
Cool. Right, Odish, before I end this, I wanted to just ask, is there anything that you want to kind of share out to people listening to, like young people who are kind of, you know, figuring things out and so on? All I wanted to say to at least everyone in the band, and to be honest, I think majority of the people in my podcast, is everyone is such a, they lead so many different lives. They have so many things going on, so many things that they stand for, believe in, and that they are actively working towards. And that really encourages me and motivates me as well. And like you said, we only have one life. It's like, I want to be 10 different things rather than just one thing. But it's completely fine if you just want to be one thing too.
Absolutely.
But I feel like I find that much more interesting. Yeah. And, you know, having this like a chat, whether it's 60 minutes or 90 minutes, is my way to kind of deep dive into someone's life for that glimpse.
Yeah.
And you've done that so well. I mean, everyone in the band is pretty much on that journey too.
Thank you, yeah.
But you, because, you know, you're slightly older than us and so on, you've done that so well. And it's always like kind of like, shit, like where does he get that drive from? So yeah.
Yeah, as you probably know, I used to run this magazine called Dreams. Mm-hmm. It's because I'm a greatest advocate of keeping a dream alive. It could be small, it could be big, whatever it is, I think you should have that dream, because that dream keeps you happy, you know, and the dreams that you see mostly with your open eyes actually keeps you happy and drives you forward. And that has what helped me to be where I am. I don't call myself the most successful person, but I call myself a content person, a happy person. And that is what it is. Try to be happy as much as you can, and define your happiness. What brings you happiness? Define your success in your own way. It doesn't have to be playing in Zune Festival. It could be something simple as just playing with your friends in a studio, because when I joined Bhakta Band, I wasn't expecting to be playing in Bhakta Band in Zune Festival. I just wanted to jam with these people because I hadn't done it for a few years, and I got that. And then we started, I always ask these boys, what does success look like to you? And have the minimum of that. And then you take a day as it comes, right?
Yeah.
So, and I think that's what I have done.
I love that. Having that bit of conversation with yourself as well. Well, thank you so much for that wonderful advice and reflection on your life too. On that note, we're going to wrap the podcast. Thank you so much to everyone who's still listening. That was Bhakta Band. We're ending with Odish here. And if you want to listen to their music, then you can find the links down below. And yeah, give them a shout out. Listen to their songs. Add them on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Apple Music, and so on.
And Bhakta Band YouTube channel too.
Bhakta Band YouTube channel too. Yeah, give them a thumbs up. Right. So I'll have that all linked up. But yeah, thank you so much to everyone for listening in.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by our gold partner, A-Star Financial Solutions UK, silver partners, Tap Tap Send and New Luxmi Jewelers, bronze partners, Nepal Authentic Dining and Nepali Music Festival UK 2022. Thank you for listening to Ek Chin With.